This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Jeff Shackelford is the author of 11 books, a contributing editor to Golf Digest, golf course architect. He has taught golf course restoration, a regular contributor to Morning Drive on Golf Channel, and he has what may very well be the most popular blog site in the game, JeffShackelford.com. Wow, it's a pleasure to welcome Jeff Shackelford back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me back on.
Thanks for doing this. Lots of topics to discuss and dissect. Let's start with this. What did you make of the story earlier this week, the journeyman golfer that talked about Tiger and PEDs?
I kind of knew it was no good the minute I started listening to it. In fact, I stopped listening early on to the interview because he stated that Tiger was serving a one-month suspension, which I haven't memorized the PGA Tour drug policy language, but I am aware that the minimum penalty is 6 months for the first violation. So when I heard that, I thought, wow, this guy didn't even think this one through. And as a former player, he didn't even know the rules. And I went, okay, well, that's enough of that. And he also just the tone. And I have a friend who he's high up, and I knew it was bogus pretty early on.
Do you think Tiger bears any responsibility for these kinds of stories because of his less than candid nature?
I wouldn't say because of that. I would say because he had Dr. Anthony Galea and his assistant visit him an unbelievable number of times to give him platelet-rich blood spinning, or whatever they call it, plasma spinning, where they try and do something. It's now become a very common technique. That the problem was that Dr. Galea has admitted to weaving in some things into that blood spinning that weren't so kosher with various rules. And so that's why this will always sort of haunt him or dog him, I think, going forward.
What do you make of what we've seen out of Tiger the last 3 months?
Oh, it's brutal. It's sad to watch. I believe it's a culmination of injuries. We've seen this with athletes before. Maybe not quite to this extent in golf, but you have a lot of injuries, and they make you do weird things. They make you think weird things. And so to see somebody who is maybe the greatest scrambler in the history of the game, beyond Seve, maybe, not be able to get up and down and kind of be unsure of himself with a simple wedge shot, it's hard to watch. It's sad to watch. And I just believe I don't believe all the nonsense about technique changes and all that. This is what happens when you have injuries. You start doing strange things with your technique, and you start fearing things, and then you get, we've heard different terms lately. Johnny Miller said demons. Greg Norman said gremlins. I think we all kind of just know what they are. Every golfer pretty much at some point in their life will have some form of yips, maybe not though to this extent, because we're not all under the microscope like Tiger.
But I'm mystified, Jeff. It seems to me he at one time was the greatest short game player the game had known, and he to your point, he modifies his short game to mirror his long game, and
yeah.
I say why. Just go
yeah,
back,
that was really weird.
Go back and chip just chip the way you used to.
But he's shown that he gets bored And he's changed his swing several times, and he believes that that is the way you keep getting better. Padraig Harrington, same thing. He reached a point where he was the best player in the game and decided he needed to get better, and look what happened. It took him 6 years, and all of a sudden he's back. He won. It wasn't pretty, and you watch it, and you think, how on earth is this working? But at least he has come back, and he's admitted that he made mistakes in thinking he had to kind of break it all down to get better. Tiger, I don't know if he has that in him to admit that he made wrong choices in trying to get better and doing it the way he did.
We are talking with Jeff Shackelford from jeffshackelford.com. The big party this weekend at Donald Trump's place. Are you a fan of what Donald has done for the game?
Sure. It's just nice that somebody is investing in the sport, and he, for all of his bluster, he does bring a sense of entertainment value and understanding what that means, and promotion and creating excitement. And I think that's great for the tour, because when you're around tour players and tour officials, they forget sometimes, actually they forget quite often, that they're in the entertainment business, and people watch their telecasts and sit through a lot of commercials and look at a lot of signage and pay money to go to a tournament to be entertained, and they kind of forget sometimes when they're out there that that's what their core mission is. It's not protecting the livelihoods of 300 people. It's about entertaining us, and I think he kind of stirs it up enough to remind them of that.
A couple of other topics before I let you go. I think last time you were on a show with me, we were talking about the task force. They've spoken. We have a captain. We've got more vice captains coming. We've got changes to the qualifications. What did you think of all the Ryder Cup news?
I'm really tired of it. I hope they go away now for about 15 months, and then we start getting excited again next summer about the Ryder Cup. Something tells me that won't happen, but they made some nice changes to the qualification process. I don't value the captain maybe as much as other people. I think the job is pretty simple. You need to make sure the rain suits don't leak. You need to make sure to tell players when they're playing and not playing, which is really the difference between the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup. And you need to not run over any spectators in your golf cart. And you've done all you can do, really. And then it's a matter of who makes the most putts. And, people will disagree and say, well, Tom Watson's attitude towards his players kind of brought them down. Well, they weren't going to win anyway. They were shorthanded. So I think the changes to the way they qualify are the one real positive. And, we have Davis Love and Darren Clark as the captains going in next time. Both nice guys. Do nice interviews, but I sure would have loved Fred Couples and Miguel Angel Jimenez. That would have been a very entertaining Ryder Cup press conference.
Back Nine Network seems to have gone away. Was it a good idea before its time, or was it just not a good idea?
Well, I think you may be onto something there. I think it may have been a good idea before its time. You know, I obviously work for the Golf Channel at times, so I think they do a great job, but it's essentially a PGA Tour driven network and a live tournament coverage network with LPGA and Champions, and there is so much great stuff to talk about with the lifestyle and travel and design and just so many interesting things in the game, and they just don't have enough space on their dial anymore to do that, and that's what Back Nine wanted to do, and I just think that they, when you launch in standard definition and things like that, people just aren't going to get excited, and it just didn't get a chance, and it's too bad.
Before I let you go, Jeff, the listener, the average listener, casual fan, may not be familiar with Jay Morish. Passed away earlier this week. Talk about him a little bit.
Well, golf architecture is a very strange art form, but like other art forms, we know that the really great teams in design are teams. They're duos. Coren Crenshaw. In music, we have Lennon and McCartney. And there's a yin and yang. You know, I'm a big Eagles fan. Glenn Frey and Don Henley, different personalities, but they each bring something to the table when they create something. And that's what Jay Morris was to Tom Weisskopf. And they had an amazing run of courses, I think, in modern times, really solid. As Tom Weisskopf noted today, they really haven't been redesigned. And then he was challenged. The TPC Scottsdale did get touched up by him this year. But Jay Morris was that sort of the yin to Tom Weisskopf's yang, and was a very talented man. And because, as you know, Tom Weisskopf is a very bright and complicated artist, I'm sure, when it comes to designing courses. And so he passed yesterday, and it's a shame. It's a loss.
He is Jeff Shackelford. You can read Jeff at jeffshackelford.com. See him on Golf Channel on Morning Drive. I always appreciate the time, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John, and look forward to seeing you soon at Augusta.
See you in a few weeks.